24th of December, Christmas Eve. So this is being billed this year as Christmas Eve Eve.
Yesterday was Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Today's Christmas Eve Square.
Eve. It's the Eve before the Eve, if you will. And it has nothing to do with Adam. I don't think it does anyway. Just it's Eve. It's Christmas Eve Eve. And we're all celebrating.
Without Eve.
What's that, Roberta? Michael, do you think we get a little volume on Roberta? Not that we all necessarily want to listen to everything that she says all the time, but it would be good if we at least had a fighting chance.
We had the choice.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so what were you saying, Roberta?
I said we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Eve.
That's true. No, is it Eve or the apple? Which, or that snake? Isn't it interesting how I learned this when I was in Israel a couple of weeks ago, how we use symbolism and how the snake is always deemed as being evil. Evil personified is a snake. Now, I don't think you feel that way. You have a snake
evil.
As a pet.
Yeah.
You're not
going to
put that snake,
evil.
By the way, in your new house in New York, right? You're not going to have that snake in there.
Yes, yeah. The snake and the tarantula coming in.
All right, so I guess I won't be visiting you then.
You don't like snakes?
I don't like spiders and snakes. I don't want any. If I'm asleep on your couch and the snake gets out and starts to wrap itself around my leg or something.
It won't do that.
It won't?
What? No.
How do you know it won't do that?
But Roberta might, but the snake won't.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe I'll come visit after all. So it's 7:08, about 8 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Christmas abounds. Our feelings are good. We have a, just kind of a, I said earlier on I wanted this to be a low-key kind of celebration because a lot of people are not having a good year. And so how do we make the year better? We think about good things. We think about the stuff that our lives are made up with and about. Is that good English? I don't know whether that's good English or isn't good English. But in terms of motivating people to see what there is in their lives that's good persistently, I have, through the course of most of my radio career, certainly since the advent of the modern version of the Good Day program, I have been trying to help you reach your goals. And keep trying is the phrase that's most important. Try, try, try. That's the rule you got to follow. If you're going to make New Year's resolutions, which we'll be talking about a week from today, think about your success quotient, what you are successful at. Now, here's a pretty good example. Last half hour, Roberta, we had a gentleman on the program, neat guy, whose name was Jeff McGinnis. Here's a fellow who's a Vietnam vet. He's been in the construction business with his dad through most of his life, and he loves to sing. So he wrote a song for Christmas called Season's Greetings, and it turned out to be very cool. Matter of fact, Michael, bring that up again and play a little piece of it, will you please? This is Jeff McGinnis with Season's Greetings. Sweet song.
Pretty lights to be hung along the rooftops, glowing in the night green with orange and blue. So take down all those boxes marked Christmas. Find the ornaments, pretty lights, darling too. Spend those magic holiday moments like childhood ones you knew. Christmas wishes, my friend, from me to you.
Doesn't that say it all, pretty much? We all want, excuse me, ourselves to, I don't know where, we all want to have
so
Christmas
syrupy.
As we did as a kid. Yeah, it's syrupy, but that's what we want.
It's syrupy, I'm going into diabetic shock.
Oh, shut up, will you please? You're such a horse's
Listen to this.
It's very
long,
sweet.
It's like a department store Christmas window.
No.
Oh, it looks cool. I like it.
All right. This could be Roberta's last day on the Good Day program. This is a very... All right. So you know what? We don't agree. What do you want?
No, we don't.
This is a sweet little Christmas music.
That one is just...
Yeah. The good thing about this song... You're a piece of work.
Roberta's like, the good thing is that it's over.
It's over.
I like
it. What was that?
Oh, my God. This is, You know what? It does. It points out the wonderful differences that we all have one with another, and we can love each other in spite of the fact that Roberta's a jerk burger. You know, it's just it's loving. Yeah. All right. So anyway, that you can get that song if you're not Roberta by going to Doug Steffen. That reminds me of the time you stuck your foot in your mouth and we had somebody else singing on the program.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, man, what a memory that is.
I'm not a fan of Christmas music. That's all.
Anyway,
I have some of it.
If you like that sweet little syrupy song, Season's Greetings, you can help. The good thing about the song, other than it's kind of cute and I like it, is that Jeff McGinnis is donating 25% of the sales to organizations that send gift packages to our troops as they are in service. So, having started out the hour with with 1 foot in front of us and 1 foot behind us, the poll today at DougSteffen.com, when do you open up your Christmas presents? A, Christmas morning. B, Christmas Eve. C, we open on Christmas Eve and the rest, we open one up on Christmas Eve. That's what I used to do. And the rest on Christmas morning. And then D, at this point, I just hope to get finished wrapping presents so there is something to happen. I don't know about wrapping presents. I don't give presents anyway, so it doesn't make any difference. But even when I did, I tried to find different things to wrap them in. Like if I was giving somebody something that was really big and extravagant, I'd try to find something like a blanket to wrap it in or something that would throw you off. How do you do that? Roberta, do you try to throw off the people who are receiving your gift so they won't be able to figure out by looking at it what it is? How many people try to do that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we do that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you, Jen?
All right. So one time I was dating this guy who said, I hate it when girls try to buy clothes for me. He was going off about how he hated having clothes bought for him. So I got a nice shirt box and I stuck a video game inside of it. And when he opened up the shirt box, he was like, oh. And you could just see the look of disgust on his face. Yeah,
right.
And then he opened it and found a video game.
I hope that was the last Christmas you spent with him.
Sure was. And
or even the last day.
He was not of Christian descent, so it was actually a Hanukkah gift.
Really? Well, you know what? That points out something about you. And I wonder how many people at home feel the same way. The people that work so hard for you to give you something is really sweet. Jennifer is one of those people, and we tout her all the time. She is as sweet as she sounds and works so hard to try to find things that are neat for people. And I will say, Roberta sort of outdid herself. Richie called me yesterday when he got he was getting his box and opening it, and he says, I got something from Roberta. I told him what it was because he remembered what you gave me. And he said, do you think it'll be the same thing? I said, I'm sure it is. So he got, and what Roberta, describe Roberta what you found. This is very interesting and kind of a unique thing that you probably can only find in New York. But what was it? Describe for the folks listening what it is that you got for Richie and me.
Actually, I found it in Asbury Park, New Jersey, believe it or not.
Yeah.
At the revived convention hall, they've got a whole bunch of shops in there now and restaurants. I mean, 10 years ago, it was a no man's land of devastation, and now the whole area is revitalized. So I was down there
for a couple of shows. They call it gentrification, I think.
Well, I was down there for a few shows, and I said, you know what, let me patronize the local merchants. So I'm walking around.
You have a really nice store.
Yeah, really nice store. Yeah, exactly. A really nice store. Yeah, we got a nice store here. That's funny, Jen. And I go by this place, and I'm going, well, what are these? They look like these wavy type of bowls. And then I looked at them, and I realized that I'll be darned. They're record albums. They're actual vinyl record albums. And what this place does is melt them and shape them. No, not enough to destroy the record, so the label is still on there, but they shape them into these bowls.
That's cool.
And they're the coolest thing.
They are cool.
Still the same record. Jen, I looked for a country western record for you, and I couldn't find one.
That's okay.
Which is why you didn't get one of these.
But that's a really cool idea.
It's a very, very cool idea. So I bought two Springsteen ones, which were a little more expensive than the other ones. And I gave those, kept one for myself and gave one to a friend, a Springsteen buddy of mine. And then I got, I got you the Beach Boys Christmas album, Doug. And I got Rich the Phil Spector Christmas album.
Oh, right. Fun.
Yeah. Yep. So we can't play it. That's the problem.
Cool.
Unless we heat it and try to get it back to its original shape.
Yeah. It's a bowl. What did Rich think of it?
He thought it was great. He laughed and said,
that's
very
really cool.
That's
a really
cool
idea.
Yeah, it is cool. All right, so let's have some calls at 800-510-8255. People suggesting the coolest gift that you have ever either gotten or given.
And better yet, if you are stuck.
Original.
Yes. And if you're stuck right now and you need an emergency gift idea for someone, we can be your therapists.
Right. We can do that. Yeah. Original gift ideas are what we're searching for right now. What you've given, what you've gotten. And if you have a question or you need some help, help yourself to 800-510-8255. 800-510-TALK. The Good Day program, we celebrate Santa and we celebrate this past year and we celebrate the new year and we celebrate what's good about things. And speaking of that, the Queen of Cheap has a lot of freebie Fridays coming up in the next half hour, so you want to stick around for that. Mentioning Mr. McGinnis, as I did, brings me back around to mentioning, because he's giving 25% of the sales of his record, which everybody loves except Roberta, to send gift packages to troops. Here's another thing that you can do along the same lines. The folks at Food Supply Depot providing you with the best way to protect yourself and your family in the event of an emergency, whether it's a fire, a drought, a snowstorm, it's a hurricane. By the way, there's a tornado that went through, where did I see that tornado went through? Was it someplace in Tennessee yesterday?
Probably someplace with a trailer park.
Did you see that? No, seriously.
That's what the tornado's like.
Yeah, there was a tornado someplace. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. If you know where it is, you can call us at 800-510-TALK. And the Santa Ana winds brought down some big trees in California, knocking out all the power there. So you have these things that are happening all the time. And don't you need to protect your family? It may be even a question of survival for some. During an emergency, you need food, and this is the best food you could possibly have. Matter of fact, why don't you try it? I'm suggesting to people, they go to the foodsupplydepot.com website, /Doug, and order the 72 hours worth of food. When you get it, put away most of it, but take one meal out and prepare it. And all you have to do is add water, warm water to it, and serve it to your family and see if they don't think this is really something special, because it is. It's great food, great package. It lasts for 20 years, this stuff. And it's supplied to you when you go online to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. 72 hours worth of food is the minimum. You can buy more than that if you think you need to be prepared. Save things for you and your family. What better gift is there for you and your family except protection and good quality food in case of an emergency? foodsupplydepot.com/Doug will give a part of the purchase price to the Veterans Research Corporation, which benefits the medical research for veterans. That's what I think is very cool as well, and I know you think it's a great idea. That's why so many of you have taken this advice to heart. Go to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug. Get free shipping as well. foodsupplydepot.com/Doug.
It's the last-minute super sale at Toys R Us. Buy one, get one 50% off all Crayola. Plus buy one, get one 50% off all Monster High dolls and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
From the Righteous Brothers, the most played song in the history of American radio is...
"You've Lost Our Love and Feelings." It's pretty incredible. I guess it's been played well over 8 million times. And,
yep. Do you ever go up there some nights or afternoons or whenever you're performing and think, "Oh, I've got to sing this again"?
All you got to do is look at the audience. Fortunately, that doesn't happen.
All right, so from the final X Factor of the season, am I going to give away who the winner is by starting with, it's Melanie.
But Mariah.
No, this is Melanie Amaro singing the Mariah Carey song, "All I Want for Christmas." The three finalists all did Christmas tunes. This was the first one, and it's the best one, so let's crank it up, Michael, from the X Factor last night. The winner singing "All I Want for Christmas."
She sounds a lot like Mariah Carey.
She does, as a matter of fact, yeah. Much better version.
Amazing.
Michael Bublé has a version of this on his new CD this year, but it's stinko next to this.
So bad.
Yeah, this is so good. Good stuff. Also, one of the finalists, Chris Renee, singing "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas" on the X Factor last night. Anybody watch this?
From me to you. Listen. "Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light."
It stinks. No wonder he lost. All right, let's go to Josh Krajcik singing "The Bells Will Be Ringing," his Christmas song in the X Factor last night.
"Bells will be ringing."
Pretty good.
Yeah, I like this.
Huh? So, we all admit to not having watched this very much because we couldn't get into it because Simon wasn't himself. Simon was so syrupy. Talked about syrup last night with the congratulations to all these people. It was pleasurable, he said, working with this one, and this one is the role model.
Do we know
and the next one.
Which mentor was the one behind the winning person?
I believe that Paula was behind
for her.
Melanie. Right, yeah. All right, here's the winner being crowned. Go ahead, Michael, play that.
This is it.
All right, this, wait a minute. This guy is this the announcer, the guy that got this Brit is a what a
he is so hot about, though. Oh, he doesn't have to open his mouth. Hot. He is beautiful.
But he's a moron. I mean, he's just awful. All right, let's play Melanie overcome Simon saying how great it is that she won. See if we can fit this in, Mike.
I want to say, America, thank you for giving this girl an opportunity. She's going to represent this country. She is a star. I'm very, very proud. I'm very grateful. And a worthy runner-up with Josh.
Yeah, I'd say that was
an amazing moment for me. You're not going to get a word out of us, Steve.
Okay. Fine.
Ta-da!
All right. So those of you, in case you were following
this, American Idol.
Melanie was the winner. Yeah. American Idol stars right after the first of the year. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Angela Brawley with WellPoint. It's a sad fact that millions of babies are born too soon each year. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness to give more babies a healthy start in life. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
Hello, I'm Ben Vereen. You probably know me for my singing, acting, and dancing on Broadway, television, and the big screen, but what you may not know about me is that I'm one of the 26 million Americans living with diabetes. My doctor diagnosed me 4 years ago. But now, with my blood sugar levels under control, I've been blessed to continue to do what I love to do, perform, and not let this disease, type 2 diabetes, hold me back. In fact, I've taken a stand for my diabetes, and I'm asking those of you with diabetes and those who love them to take this stand with me. Talk to your doctor today and visit standfordiabetes.org to learn more. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of taking control of your diabetes made possible with support from Sanofi U.S.
Remember, if you have diabetes, it doesn't have to hold you back.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. Ooh. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. All their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Welcome back to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Thanks.
Celebrating Christmas 2011 in sort of a low-key way. Here's our 2020 news quiz question. This may be so simple that it's almost laughable. On this date in 1940... Nah, this is too easy. Right, well, I was going to say, what happened? Okay, there were a few bombs. They got dropped, yeah. On this date in 1942, Bob Hope...
Pearl Harbor.
No, Bob Hope left... For the first time to entertain airmen, it was the first of how many Christmas shows over the years? I think he did them for 40 years or something.
Oh, goodness.
Right? Weren't they he went all around the world, brought some of the big... What? I didn't hear what you said.
So it'd be 40 shows, right?
I think there were 40. More than 40. Yeah, 40. I think there were at least 40 of these shows over the years that he did, went on and on. And I think 43 years,
yes.
As a matter of fact. This is the famous Christmas show to end all Christmas shows. The USO brought him around, and a couple of times he got shot at. The jokes that he made, you know, I think he was in Korea, and he got shot at by the North Koreans. And he said, well, I didn't think the jokes were that bad, or something that was really very good. In the just, you know, so wonderfully Bob Hope-ish. As it turns out. Lots of freebies for your fun Friday.
I always look forward to seeing those.
Which ones? All right, so
the Bob Hope shows.
All right, so we got our communication with you has gone south, so hold on for just a second. We'll get you into the Queen of Sheep, and then we'll try to fix that. Meanwhile, Richard and Tiffin has called us at 800-510-8255. We're looking for ideas, unusual things that you've gotten or that you've given, help for people in case they need a little bit of help, last-minute shopping and stuff. Richard, Merry Christmas. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and your staff.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
So what ideas do you have for us?
Well, it's a gift that I really cherish. My daughter, when she got married, she went around to the flea markets in our area, and she bought up a lot of 33 album records.
Mm-hmm.
Then, when she, for her wedding party, she made gift baskets by using our oven and melding these records and molding them around some sort of dish or something that had ripples in it, so it created a bowl that the edges were rippled. And then she used that as the basket for the gift basket for her wedding party. Then she had a number left over, so then she made bowls out of those and put them on the tables as decorations with various things in them, and then put a ticket under a seat, and at the end of the reception, people had the ticket under their seat. They took those home with them as a present from the wedding.
You know, that's it's cool and funny well, that you said that.
That's what Roberta has done, or that's what she got done. You heard us talking the last half hour about the 33 and a third long playing albums that have been sent to us. Roberta found them in some place in New Jersey, and they are, as you just described, they have been molded into the shape of, you could use them for candy or cookies or any sort of thing. It's a bowl. It's a vinyl bowl of an actual record, and it's quite clever. I think what you've said just underscores sort of what she did, mm-hmm. and it is a good idea.
And she did it herself. That's cool.
And she did it herself. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a very good idea. Richard, thank you for helping us out there, and again, Merry Christmas to you and your family. 800-510-8255. All right, let's get to the Queen of Cheap to find the freebies that may help you fun Friday freebies for Christmas.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Okay, just in time for Christmas, another free MP3 album, Sorensen Christmas, 11 free Christmas songs, and this is being offered by something called by Noise Trade, which I think is kind of like a competitor to iTunes, I'm going to have to guess, but you get a whole free Christmas album. Kindle's giving away 12 Christmas puzzle quizzes. Well, yeah, we're at the 11th day of Christmas now, or the 10th day of Christmas, or what is it now, 10th day, right?
No,
did you do the before or after Christmas? I don't remember.
It's after Christmas.
Okay. I'm thinking Hanukkah. Okay. But in that case, it would be 8 puzzles. But in this case, it's 12 puzzles. And that's from Kindle. The only reason why I'm mentioning this next one is because it's by John Tesh. John Tesh has always totally cracked me up. I mean, here was a TV person and decided he could sing, and now he's like a big singing person. And it's John Tesh doing Sleigh Ride. You know, he always kind of cracked me up. I don't know why. I just find it really bizarre. But a free MP3 of Sleigh Ride by John Tesh. Arby's has a free Jamocha shake that ends New Year's Eve. We've got a free diabetic holiday cookbook in case you're going into sugar overload. And if you're really overloaded, we have a free sample from Poise. And this is all on the DougStefan.com website. And stay tuned for Monday because we're going to have a special edition of the Queen of Cheap on what to regift and how to regift.
That'll be a good point.
Very carefully.
We're all very interested in that.
Very carefully.
So help yourself through that information. Again, it is cumulative. So you go there and you get today's information. You check out yesterday and this week and this month. There are some things that still apply sort of universally. It's a good resource from the Queen of Cheap, the Queen of Cheap box, right there next to the Better Living box on the homepage at DougStefan.com.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's the last-minute super sale at Toys R Us. Buy one, get one 50% off all Crayola. Plus buy one, get one 50% off all Monster High dolls and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Toys are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchased. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the Medicine and Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Okay, Elvis, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out. Check is in. I know we just built the wooden ducky assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out laptops, e-readers, and printers like the HP PhotoSmart for $59.99 with an instant $90 savings. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices good through 12/24.
In the know, a new Duracell survey reveals nearly 90% of parents want to create a memorable holiday season for their kids. Grammy-nominated musician and dad, Chris Daughtry, has teamed up with the Battery brand for their holiday insurance program.
This holiday season, Duracell is providing helpful tips and giving away this year's hottest toys to Facebook fans each and every hour. In addition, 30,000 Duracell batteries will be donated to kids in need to power their holiday toys.
Find out more at Facebook.com/Duracell.
You know, Christmas is a very special time and a very busy time of year, too. But as busy as we all have been during this holiday season, no one has been busier than our own Barbara Walters. So I put together a little ditty that I'd like to call Barbara's Incredible Days of Christmas. It goes like this here. On Barbara's Days of Christmas, Miss Walters did it all.
Hi, Bill.
Oh, crap. You want to join in?
Yeah, of course. Hit it.
On Barbara's Days of Christmas, Miss Walters did it all.
Two McCartney weddings,
Bernie Madoff's prison,
canceled Queen of England,
Syria last weekend,
fascinating people,
2020s,
EMA all morning,
affiliates a plugging,
world news appearing,
Nightline a segment,
Letterman on late night,
Donald's hair a tugging,
FaceTime with Cha-Cha,
editing the special,
picked on by O'Reilly,
Herman Cain denying,
my Kardashians. Hey, wait a minute, do you want me?
Four
Kardashians.
Hundreds interview.
Clinton on the couch at Christmas party, too.
And Barack Obama in the White House.
That's right.
And Barack Obama in the White House.
2020, 10, 9 Central.
And Barack Obama in the White House.
Cherry and Elizabeth singing a Christmas song to Barbara Walters on yesterday's View. Very cute. The voice of the announcer, the ABC announcer, was the guy that sort of shepherded. I wish I could remember his name, and I can't remember his name. But he's been doing this for a long time. Very recognizable voice. Anyway, so it was cute, Sherry and Elizabeth singing. Barbara Walters, apparently, it's not a secret now, says she's going to retire next year. I'm betting that's not going
to
happen.
Well, yeah. Now that she let the cat out of the bag, maybe she's going to have to stick it out.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so Jennifer's here with Television Report. TV Time is, I was just thinking about our, you know, one of the other programs that I produce here. Is the Talk Radio Countdown show. Mm-hmm. And so we were just reviewing the things that are going to be taking place on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And normally on Sunday, Christmas Sunday this year, normally on Sunday they have all the Sunday morning chat shows and the interviews.
Not this Sunday. This Sunday they'll have the Yule log.
Zero. They have nothing. They're just playing old stuff, old on top of old.
Or the Yule log, seriously, where they actually just put the log up and make it crackle and then they play it.
Ever been to anybody's house that had that? Have you ever known anybody?
I don't think so.
A former girlfriend who will remain nameless had it in her apartment in Encino.
That's very funny, the Yule log. Your fake fireplace.
It was silly, very silly. All right, so let's check out what's going on television-wise, Jen Jens, on the weekend.
Gossip, gossip, gossip. And if you want to overindulge in a little holiday cheer this weekend, here's a reason not to. Remember Adam Lambert from American Idol, kind of the crazy rocker guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, gay guy.
Yes. He and his boyfriend apparently were jet-lagged. Then they went on a little vodka kick. In Finland, his boyfriend is actually the star of Finland's version of Big Brother. And the two of them got into a huge, huge fight outside of the bar that they were drinking in, and both of them were arrested for multiple assaults. Don't worry, though. They've made up, and they were sharing a hamburger after they got out of jail.
I wasn't worried at all.
Speaking of crimes of the celebrity pack, Jay Gray, who is an NBC correspondent, was arrested after he was attending a party at the home of the attorney for Jerry Sandusky. He was trying to get an interview, and so this attorney invited him over to his house to watch the New York Giants game. He left, and on his way home, he got pulled over for DUI. Don't drink and drive, kids. That's very bad. Dick Clark Productions is in the news today. They've got a fun new show coming out. It's a new version of Bloopers. It's going to debut this year. Well, actually, in 2012. I'm already in that year.
Tell me that Ryan Seacrest is the host.
He is not, actually. Isn't that good? But that was always a fun show, the Bloopers show. So it'll be fun to see how it looks now, the reboot. Also, Fox has made an announcement that they've brought in a new rival for Sue Sylvester on Glee, and that person is NeNe Leakes. You will know her from The Real Housewives of Atlanta on Bravo. This is her first acting role. She'll be in to give a little attitude to Jane Lynch's character. And Napoleon Dynamite. It's a cult classic. It's a movie. I don't know if you ever saw it, Dougie, but there's a new cartoon version of it, and it is coming to Fox starting January 15th, if you're into that. Also, A&E making an announcement that Hoarders and Intervention are back on January 2nd.
Yeah.
And our last little bit of celebrity gossip, the Kardashians. We love talking about the Kardashians.
No, we don't. No, we find it it's appalling.
Okay, well, you're going to like the story. That's why I saved it for you.
Yeah.
They're in trouble because apparently they're using Chinese sweatshops to make their clothing. And
gotcha.
They're in a little bit of trouble, but now they're suing, saying this is absolutely not true, and they can prove it. But this is not only the Kris Jenner collection on QVC, but this is their shoes and also their Kardashian label at Sears. So they're in big trouble. Can't use
Silly
those
stuff.
Sweatshops. I know.
Right, speaking of trouble, Ed Schultz responded to comments made by the hosts of The Five on Fox on his MSNBC show the other night. He was referring to The Five's discussion of his visit to the White House on Monday. Greg Gutfeld, who is on The Five, called a group that visited the White House, which included Rachel Maddow, a lump of lefties, and compared Schultz's hair to the BP oil spill. Cheap shots all around, Schultz said after. He replayed the clip of the segment. Nevertheless, I guess that they wanted to get something off of their chest. Schultz said he replayed the clip telling his co-host that he once met Schultz unexpectedly at a steakhouse and bought him a drink. Schultz has begun to take himself a little too seriously, but he still is an interesting guy. He and I have been friends for a long time. I like him. But, you know, every once in a while, it gets down to the little too, I'm taking myself a little too seriously department. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Glenwood Medeiros, 2nd Infantry Division, recipient of the Silver Star.
I received the Silver Star, which I didn't even know I had. It took them 57 years before I got it. And how I really found out about it, I went to the 2nd Division Alliance on one of their reunions, and Mr. Ralph Huckley, I think it is, he looked up his records and told me I was awarded the Silver Star October 1951. I also told Ralph that I never really got any medals. I never even got a combat badge, no good conduct, nothing. The 2nd Division Alliance started getting busy and found out about what I had coming to me. And finally, I received the Silver Star and all my medals.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Tom Parsons, to wish you a Merry Christmas, maybe give you a few Christmas gift ideas in terms of travel. Tom is the editor of BestFares.com, which is a travel newsletter. And as a matter of fact, every week he picks out some great specials. For those of you who are Doug Steffen listeners, you can go online to DougSteffen.com, find Tom's picture, which is in the contributors box. Click on that and you'll see what specials there are. He'll highlight some of them for you in just a moment on Good Day.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But OfficeMax found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to give laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Gifts for less than OfficeMax. Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at OfficeMax.
Don't delay. Prices go through 12/24.
Tom Parsons from BestFares.com is here with the saving ideas. I'm just opening up some of my email. I always get when I belong. I mean, it's amazing when you give your email address to these airlines for their frequent flyer traveler programs, you don't realize what you're going to get. Every day I open up stuff from AirTran, from JetBlue, from American, all of these airlines that have these deals, and there are a lot of deals to be had this time of year, Tom, right?
Yeah, well, actually, as we go into 2012, I think the big difference I've seen this year is that AirTran, Southwest, and Virgin America, I don't ever remember seeing an airfare sale that goes out as far as May of the following year. Usually the airfare sales will go up to May, maybe 3 months out. So March has been usually in December it'll go up to the first week of March just so they don't have to give us deals for spring break. But this weekend we've got deals from all those airlines, Southwest, AirTran. Well, Southwest and AirTran just kicked theirs out this morning. You don't have to book it until New Year's Day or the day after New Year's. So you got all next week to book it this weekend, so that's unusual too. And then the Virgin America is running theirs through May 9th. And then and they're also running one from January 3rd to February 15th. Now, that's the travel period. If you go to Doug Sider, you'll find a 20% off that airfare with Virgin. So like Dallas, Chicago to Los Angeles and San Francisco are coming in at $198 and brings your airfare down to about $150 round trip before taxes. And then what's the other one? I guess, it's, and they're running theirs. And also, if those still who have to leave Dodge and can buy tickets before December 25th, Virgin America will fly you from Boston to L.A. or San Francisco to New York. You got, by the way, what they call main cabin select, but that's like a first class seat on most airlines. It has the same number of leg room. You get all the benefits. And I know Dallas to San Francisco with last minute notice is $199. And so is Chicago, like $199 round trip for that first class type style cabin. So that's not bad for a holiday getaway.
No, that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
All right.
You may actually find those seats cheaper than if you try to buy a coach seat. So make sure you look for both prices.
All right, so check that out at DougStephan.com and BestFares.com. Speaking of DougStephan.com, something you'll be interested in, Tom, we have today the NORAD, it's like the old distant early warning line, NORAD.
Is that the Santa tracker?
Is the Santa tracker.
Yeah.
Listen to me, the New England Santa tracker.
Santa tracker.
You can check out how NORAD is tracking Santa Claus because, as you know, it is going to be, tomorrow at this time, it'll actually be Christmas in some areas around the world. So Santa's going to be up there, and you can check in with NORAD so you can track Santa Claus. It's kind of a cool thing. I wonder, have we ever had any drunken pilots actually see Santa Claus when they were flying at 38,000 feet? Tom?
I've heard some stories.
I don't know. But at least the pilots get more hours to sleep, though.
All right, so let's talk about that for just a second. Pilots, the news media made a big deal out of this week of the pilots union and the government getting together to cut down on the amount of time that the pilots can be on duty. Is this going to affect? What is this going to affect? Anything seriously?
Maybe morning flights.
Morning
plane
flights.
Lands 2 hours late, and then they need that 10-hour window. So I have seen planes canceled, not canceled, but delayed until that pilots and the crew can show up.
Ready for call.